the end of Paragav, Chaim Volozhin tells us that he wants to define Torah Lishma, and he wants to start by defining what is not Torah Lishma, the mistake that people make, and using that as the context to give a proper definition. And the notion that he described as the commonly held belief in how to touch up Torah Lishma is Torah L'shem Dveikus, but Dveikus Godo B'li Hefsek. So Dveikus is a tough word to define in its own right. But one thing we can at least attribute to that that idea, Dveikus means something that's going to bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to have a more consistent awareness of Him, a more consistent connection to His intervention in my life, to His relevance in my life. That's what Dveikus is, to be stuck, to be connected. So connected is often not just in a physical way, but also mentally, that my thought processes and my awareness includes the Ribbono Shel Olam whenever it's possible. So one purpose of Torah, one aspect that exists in all of our learning, is that a person can feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he's learning. When a person connects to divine intellect, understanding better how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be run, that's a form of Dveikus. If a person feels inspired by their learning to be more of a spiritual person, so that's also a form of Dveikus. So some people believe that the purpose of Torah is L'shem Dveikus, and learning without Dveikus is like not learning at all. It's not worth it. So it would make sense, perhaps, that we would have this overarching focus on Yiras Shamayim and Musar, like he described yesterday. If a person feels like that's what's driving his Torah also, so then maybe that should even eclipse the learning at some point, if that's really just the hechatims of how the Torah is supposed to be learned. So that's incorrect. And with that, we begin Perek Beis. Inan Esek HaTorah L'Shema HaEm is Bar. The truth is obvious that the way to accurately define Torah L'Shema is as follows. Ki L'Shema In Perushu Dveikus K'mo Shesovrim Atar Ova Olam. This commonly held misunderstanding that Torah L'Shema means Dveikus is incorrect. Shari Omru Razal Medrash Shabikish Avra Melech Olav HaShalom Milfan Av Yizbar Asha Osik B'Tzilim V'Yechash V'Etzel Yizbar Ki Ilu Hoya Osik B'Negom V'Olos Reisha Esik V'Elchus HaShas B'Yen Avigiyah Hu Inin Yoshanala V'Ohu L'Fan Av Yizbar Me'Amir Estehom. So I'm going to illustrate that through various Mamari Chazal, our definition of Torah L'Shema is correct and the other definition is incorrect. For example, he says, David HaMelech was not only a great poet, not only a great political leader, the king, military leader, but he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. And he was a Potzik. The Morning Shabbos tells us that this is what he busied himself with for a good part of the day. And he consulted with the Sanhedrin. The significance of David HaMelech's achievements is in the Beis Medrash. It's also in the Beis Medrash. Shifti Beis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chaye. He wants to be close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shifti Beis Hashem includes the Beis Medrash as well. Beis Hamikdash too, but Beis Medrash as well. And we know from Chazal, and we know various institutions of David HaMelech and his Beis Din, Takanos of Yichud, the halachic institution that came from David HaMelech. So he, in the Medrash, davened to Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, let it be considered before you, Hashem, that someone who's Osek B'Tehillim, someone who's saying Tehillim all day, it should be considered as if he's Osek B'Negoim V'Olos. We know Negoim and Olos are two of the most complicated and sophisticated sets of halachos, mesechtas, and the Mishnayos. The Negoim and Olos are some of the most complex of all areas of halach. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers someone who's saying Tehillim all day as if they were busy learning Negoim and Olos, perhaps because they're unable to learn with such depth intellectually, or they don't have the time to do so. If they're on the train and they can't delve into Olos, so give them a break. Let them open a Tehillim and consider it as if it's the same thing before you. So what do you see from here? That Hashem is being petitioned by David HaMelech that something which is deep and complicated, even a negir required for Olos and Negoim, And it's clearly something greater than Tehillim. Because David HaMelech wants A to be considered like B, the implication being that B is something on a higher level, A is something which is less demanding intellectually, and nevertheless it should be in your eyes, Hashem, as if they're the same. So he says, if it's true that the purpose of Talmud Torah is to achieve Dveikus, so then I don't understand. What greater Dveikus can you achieve? Through Tehillim. If someone reads through Tehillim carefully and pays attention to what he's saying, so it brings him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the themes and the topics of Sefer Tehillim, just to give examples. Many of them David HaMelech wrote while he was in flight, while he was running for his life to save himself from Avshalom or other adversaries, other enemies. And you see that he's speaking, he's reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, I know you're with me, please protect me. I'm exercising my bitachon as I find myself in the sakana. Please, Hashem, I feel close to you even in these moments of desperation and danger because I know that you are with me and your hashgacha pratis pervades the entire bria. Those are moments of dveikus. And nevertheless, David HaMelech is saying, I know that this is not the ultimate. This is not the number one. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing all day. I'm supposed to be learning olos and negayim. Please consider it as if it's olos and negayim. I understand. If all of Torah is about dveikus and you accomplish that in an unbelievable fashion through Tehillim, then why do I need to hope that this should count like olos and negayim? Gam yodeim is kama kodesh baruch hal yodeh b'zeh. Hilo matzino b'divrayim zal matshuvah yeshivu yizbarach ha-shelosso. He says, you know what else? We don't find a response. This medrash, where David HaMelech requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Tehillim should be considered like Mishnayos and Taros, Hashem never says yes or no. So we don't have any confirmation that Hashem, you know, will give us an impression one way or the other, how he responded to be able to infer from there any further than what Reb Chaim wants to conclude from the request, the very request of David HaMelech. But the implication is you don't get that. If David HaMelech doesn't get that granted from Hashem, so status quo, we'll assume it wasn't granted. And therefore, David HaMelech is left with the Dveikas of Tehillim remaining second fiddle and subpar beneath the Tachlis that's achieved through Olos and Negayim. Third paragraph, page Reshiyud. The Gam, Ki Hayadaylin and Dveikas B'mesechs Achas, O Parako Mishnachas, She'asim B'kol Yom B'Dveikas, V'lochin Matzin Razal, Shamar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Shalanich Mekra Mishnah, Halach V'agados, Haynu Ki Mehaloso Alibo Tamid, Ki We have a portrait of one of the greatest Talmidei Chacham of all time, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, to whom we owe so much, even of our common practices today, such as shaking lulav and esrog, all 7 days of Sukkot, chutz la'aretz, chutz la'mikdash. That was one of the great takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the aftermath of the Churban Beis Hamikdash, zecher l'mikdash. Yochanan ben Zakkai was one of the greatest leaders of Klal Yisrael, especially at a critical time of transition. And Yochanan ben Zakkai, of course, besides being the great leader that he was, achieved that stature because of the great Talmud Chacham that he was. He was a leader in Torah. And the Gemara in Sukkah describes him as someone who was lo hiniach mikra mishnah halachos v'agados. He was osek in every last corner of whatever could be considered a dimension and a facet of the vast body and corpus of Talmud Torah. And this breadth of Torah learning that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was able to span, evidently, his mission was to cover everything, right? We can sit and learn the same Masechta all day, every year, again and again for our entire lives, but clearly, a person's curiosity may not always be piqued or satisfied when there's so much out there to learn. You walk into the Beis Medrash and there's thousands of svarim. There's so many things to spend our time on. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made it his business to cover every single one of those mitzvos, every single one of those topics. So now, if the purpose of Torah is simply dveikus, and the awareness of Hashem and the connection to the divine intellect that one achieves through learning, if the tachlis is to connect to that divine intellect, then you know what? It would have been enough to just have one sefer, one mesechta, or select one of those, and I'll just spend my entire life focusing on that same Masechta. Yes, we saw the cover of the great man who learned Rosh Hashanah and Beitza 4,000 times. Okay, wonderful. But that wasn't necessarily, even though it's a great achievement in its own right, in the capacity of a person to perform Chazara, but the Talmidei Chachamim of all generations were masters of such a wide body of the literature that's provided to us by Chazal. They didn't just stop at one topic, one Masechta. If the purpose is Dveikus, then it shouldn't matter what I'm learning. It shouldn't matter how many times I learn the same thing. There should be no goal to learn all of Shas, because where does that get me? The same Dveikus I can accomplish in one place as opposed to any other. So why did he make his business to cover everything? Elamai, you see, it's not the case. A very frightening Medrash, on Mishle. And this seems to be perhaps Rabbi Yochanan himself was speaking. How severe and how harsh is the Yom HaDin? In the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to judge the entire world. What does it mean to judge the entire world? But Mishesh Be'el Mikra Be'el Mishnah, someone who only learned Tanakh, and he didn't learn Mishnah. Kadosh Baruch Hu Ofech Hasponim Imenu, Umitzeirei Gehenna Miskabim Bo. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't even look at that person. He learns Tanakh, and only Tanakh, Hashem doesn't even pay attention to that person, and he suffers from the heat of Gehenim. He's thrown into Gehenim. Someone who's mastered two or three Siddurim of the Shisha Siddurim of Shas. I understand. How come he stopped at those two or three? What, why did he leave the other ones? If he focuses on this, Kadosh Baruch says, well, what about that? He focuses on that. Kadosh Baruch says, what about this? Bain in Medrash, Bain in Torah Shabbosav. If you focus on the Pesukim, what about the Midrashim? If you know the Midrashim cold, what about the Gemaras? And so on and so forth. And even to the extent that a person who maybe knows all of Nigla, it's demanded of him in this final judgment, what about the Torah Sanister? What about the hidden things? What about the aspects of Kabbalah and the secrets of Torah? Why were you not osing those things? So whatever our kochos are, that's all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us. But we see that there's a potential to be held accountable for not expanding our portfolio far beyond the narrow window of Torah that the simple ones among us can reach during our lives on this world. There's so many vast bodies of halachas. And you know, there's other things, even when you are focused on one particular aspect of Shas. So he says some of them require deep contemplation in very gashmistic inyanim. Kigon kinyan, upischenida, shenhein gufe Torah. Kinyan, upischenida, mathematical concepts that underlie the Mishnah in the Masechta known as Kinyan. And then there's the mathematical calculations of Hilchos Nida that are referred to all as gufe halachos, core aspects of the halacha, masumat mishas. You have to be able to put yourself in the head of a ramai, of a trickster, of someone who's a crook, to be able to figure out what he might advance in based in to defend himself, to trick the court. In these aspects that are so related to olam hazed dik and yonim, he says it's really almost impossible to simultaneously have your mind in the highest spheres of spirituality, of dvekas, and also be down to earth in trying to figure out what the arguments and the counter arguments in Bezin are going to be. So he says, number one, the fact that we are expected to learn Adam Siegel so many different things, and in addition to that, to be down to earth and think about applications in this world, so you don't get the impression that Torah is purely about dvekas, or even that is the focal point. There may be other mitzvot, there may be other aspects of my Avodas Hashem that are focused on Dveikas, but Torah, for that to be the definition of Torah Lishma, it's going to be very hard to accept. And therefore, with that we can perhaps reject the incorrect assumption that Torah Lishma means Dveikas B'Kadosh Baruch Hu and connection to divine intellect and an awareness of Hashem at all times that I'm learning, that there must be another purpose, because otherwise we wouldn't need Shas and the Asik of Shas the way we have it, if that's all it was. And we'll continue, Mr. Shem, tomorrow with another paragimel to understand better what it really is all about, Torah Lishma.